let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Whistleblower by Terry Morgan is an international thriller that stretches from England to Thailand with many stops in between. The plot centers around the timely topic of international aid money and the criminals who feed on it. Huge amounts of international aid money are being stolen by those at the heart of the political establishment. Ex-politician Jim Smith, threatened and harassed into fleeing abroad for accusations of fraud, secretly returns to renew his campaign. An epic thriller covering events in the U.S., Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia about a stubborn man refusing to fit into any stereotype. Terry Morgan has been writing stories and poetry for over 25 years, mostly while he lived out of a suitcase, traveling with his own exporting business. With over 70 countries under his belt, some of them so many times he lost count, he now lives with his Thai wife in Thailand. He writes novels with a strong international business and political flavor, and when he finds the time, lists serious political satire and humor. Terry Morgan, author of Whistleblower, our guest from Thailand on This Week in America. Terry, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and a pleasure to speak to you, Rick.
And thank you, same here, and it's this is going to be fun. You've done such an excellent job with Whistleblower. It's sort of like ripped out of the headlines with amazing characters and storyline. But I want to talk about, first of all the writing that you've been able to do over a short period of time, how prolific you are, five full-length novels, including Whistleblower, in just 5 years. How have you done that? How have you been able to produce so many excellent novels in a very short period of time?
Well, I think it was while I was traveling. I spent, as you've mentioned, a long time, many years of my life, traveling abroad with my business. And I used to sit in hotels and airports and various places and opportunities. And whenever I had the opportunity, I would just scribble a few notes. The drafts of several novels were recorded on floppy disks and CDs and things over the years. And they sat there until I decided, or my wife and I decided we'd actually move to Thailand to actually live permanently. I gave up my business. We moved out here to total peace and quiet. And it was a golden opportunity then to sort of sit down and get these old drafts together and make something of them. The first one I produced was a story called An Old Spy Story, which I actually almost drafted or almost completed before we actually moved out here. But it's a result of scribbling over the years whilst I was traveling.
You know, that's interesting, and I'm sure, and we'll talk about it during the course of the interview here, that travel has had a great deal of impact on your storylines. You do such a vivid job of explaining in detail the different locations. This is an international thriller. Probably could not be done as effectively as you do it without being an international traveler, as you have been. Let's talk about the inspiration for this. I mentioned Whistleblower is sort of taken out of the headlines. These are stories that we read about on a fairly regular basis. Where did you get the idea for Whistleblower?
Well, the subject of international aid has interested, in fact, politics interests me. It has for years.
Yes.
But international aid was something that has interested me and bothered me, actually, over the years. But that wasn't the reason for writing the story. I actually began the story when we were out here in Thailand, and I just sat down, as I do with most of the books I've written, and just written a few paragraphs. And the paragraph I wrote for Whistleblower was of this old guy who was was living in Thailand in a shack in the middle of nowhere, and he was. Well, I thought this is an interesting guy. Let's make something of him. So we turned him. I turned him into an ex-politician, a British politician who'd fled to Thailand to try and escape a lot of problems he was having back in the UK with accusations he'd made in Parliament about fraud and corruption in international aid. And from then, the character developed. The story developed, And that's the way I have always tended to write. Basically, just starting off with a simple paragraph and thinking to myself, well, this has possibilities. Let's develop it a bit further. You end up with a chapter. And then it just continues from there on. And that's how Whistleblower started, with no actual idea that I was going to be talking about writing about international aid as such, but it fitted nicely into what this character was all about.
Interesting. It starts with a paragraph and then goes into a book that's just receiving excellent reviews. The book is Whistleblower, now available for sale. It's lowest retail price, available at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's bookstore. That's pageturner.us. And you'll go to the bookstore there, get information on the book. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a whole lot more. It's available in various formats. And Terry's website, by the way, is tmjbooks.com. And we'll have all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Briefly, telling us what you can without giving away too much of the story, what's a brief summary of Whistleblower? What's it all about?
Well, the theme, as you've described, is the systemic and organized theft of vast amounts of international aid money by those at the heart of the political establishment and all the bureaucrats that support them. The main character, which again you've mentioned, is an ex-businessman, independent politician called Jim Smith. His picture's on the front cover of the book. And he was threatened and harassed into fleeing abroad for the accusations of widespread fraud he was making in the UK Parliament. And he ends up in Thailand, and it's 3 years later he proves what he initially claimed in Parliament to be correct. But it's a 3 year story. It involves a Dutch mole in the European Union, an Irish investigative reporter, eventually the FBI get involved in it, and it moves between locations in rural Thailand, throughout Europe. There's a chase through Europe, the USA, Central Asia, particularly Pakistan, and West Africa, with various characters propping up throughout the book. There's a rather sinister Italian called Guido crops up. There's even a Sierra Leonean truck driver called Mitchell crops up throughout the book. In fact, as you write these things, you suddenly think, well, I like this fellow, Mitchell. He's a truck driver. But I've got an idea now for a complete story to come out of Mitchell himself. I grew to like him as I wrote about him. So this is how the ideas, I think, crop up. But it's not just an international criminal investigation. This book is, yes, it's a thriller. It's a political thriller or whatever you want to call it. It's very much a study of Jim Smith himself. In the story, he's living in this ramshackle hut out back of Thailand. But he's a man content with his own company. He's a thinker. He's a loner. He talks to himself. He talks to his long dead mother. Bear in mind that he's also been an extremely successful businessman in his time. But he's a man content with few possessions, and with absolutely no regard for his own appearance. If you look at the front cover, you'll see what he looks like. But he's a brilliant artist. In fact, he paints oils and watercolours on an easel set up against a mango tree, with a system to stop the red ants crawling over his wet paint. He's an interesting guy. And half the story is about the investigation itself. There's also a study of Jim Smith as a man. And I think that was the joy I had out of writing it, was actually to delve into the character of this man.
Yeah, he is not your typical hero. And as you're reading, you really become attached emotionally to Jim Smith. Is he anything like you? Any of those characteristics similar to you in real life?
Probably. Yeah. I you know, okay, I've travelled an awful lot and I've met a lot of people and I've been in business for a long time. So in a way, yes, I do feel for Jim. I'm also a man that, I like company. I like talking. I like talking to you now, but it doesn't bother me too much. I'm quite happy to sit here in the quiet, we're stuck out in the wilds here. We've got a pretty good phone connection here, but it's where's in the wilds here. But I'm perfectly happy not to speak to anybody for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. I'm a thinker. I find the culture here, Thai culture, extremely satisfying. Yes, I am. I'm in a way very similar to Jim.
Well, it certainly works for you. From Thailand, Terry Morgan, the author, our guest in the program. His latest book is Whistleblowers. I mentioned rave reviews. Boy, you've had a number of those. I'm sure you look at those. What type of satisfaction do you take? And what are some of those that really, you read those like 2, 3, 4 times to make sure you got it correctly. And it's like, wow, they really like my book.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah, bear in mind that I've never sort of written to sell books. I wrote books. I was writing as a hobby. It's only since I've been living in Thailand that I thought to myself, no, put these things together, but actually produce something that's that to get some interest. And all I did was put them up on e-book sites and left them there whilst I got on to writing another book. And as a result of that, Whistleblower and one or two of the other books seem to have attracted some attention, which I'm really quite pleased about. Well, I'm sure the Amazon reviews have been quite touching, by the way.
Yeah, it's amazing when you read those, because this book is really capturing attention. The book is Whistleblower by Terry Morgan, our guest from Thailand on the program. You mentioned before, and this is interesting, you start off with the paragraph and it goes from there. So it sounds like the story sort of evolves in your mind. At the end of the book, there's a really nice twist. Won't want to give away too much of that here. Did you know that was going to happen, or is that another one? When you got down there, you had to make a decision and you took us in a different direction.
No, I had in my mind fairly early on. Once you read the book, you'll get to know one or two of the characters in the book, and I won't mention who it is or what anything about it. It was spoil the story. But as I got into perhaps the fourth or fifth chapter, I thought, this is how it's going to end, and this is what's going to happen to this particular character, and it'll come as a bit of a surprise right at the end. So it wasn't something I suddenly thought of right at the end. It was something that it evolved as I wrote it, really, and it was depending on the character.
In the mind of a successful, prolific author, that's our guest in the program, Terry Morgan, author of Whistleblower. I mentioned traveling a lot, and that's sort of an understatement. You traveled a lot in your business, very successful businessman. Where all have you been, and how has that impacted your writing? I mentioned that you bring a lot of these cities to life that you write about in Whistleblower. Where all have you been, and what impact has that had on your writing style?
Well, it's had a huge impact. I couldn't write what I write now without having done what I did and gone where I went. It was all over Europe, many times throughout Europe. I used to drive from my home base in the UK across into Holland, Belgium, Germany, down to Italy. It was all over Europe. Middle East, I've done most of the Middle East, from Iraq and Iran to Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf States, Libya, Egypt, Sudan, all of Africa, particularly West Africa. I know Nigeria particularly well. In fact, one of my other novels, An Honourable Fake, is actually quite unique in many respects. In fact, the main character there is an African hero. He really is a hero. He's a politician. He's a religious person. He's quite an interesting character in his own right. I couldn't have written about that man and Nigeria and the politics and the society of Nigeria without knowing Nigeria particularly well. I know America well. I know Southeast Asia extremely well, obviously, because I live here now. My wife's Thai.
Yes.
I travel a lot.
I have a feeling you've got a lot of mental notes stored as you're writing in the future. Vivid descriptions of cities and countries will come out in the work of Terry Morgan, our guest on the program. Touched on it there, except for Amazon, your books, e-books have been published as free downloads. Why did you do it that way?
Because I wasn't particularly interested in making any money, frankly speaking. I thought, well, just at the time, you know, if somebody wants to pay me for them, fine, feel free.
Yes.
But I had no real interest in making any money. It was a hobby. And but it's a hobby that I think I've suddenly found I'm quite good at, actually.
Well, yes.
And I'm busy on three more novels as we speak. So I'm not exactly short of ideas. And we'll just have to see. But Whistleblower certainly is the one that's caught the main attention. So I'm really quite interested to see how that one will go with a price tag on it.
Well, yes, pageturner.us is a place to go. I'll give you the whole rundown of places, but basically wherever books are sold, and you can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to get information. And of course, Terry's website, by the way, tmjbooks.com. Who is it that you're writing the book for? Is there a particular reader you have in mind as you're writing books like Whistleblower?
I think it's mostly men, to be honest with you. I've written one book, Vendetta, which stars a woman. But most of my books are for men, I think. I feel that mature men are not necessarily written for particularly much. There's an awful lot of popular stuff around that sells like hotcakes, with some rather interesting front pages on it by women. But I write mostly for men. I'm a man, let's face it myself. So I can sort of, and also I also try to delve into the personality and character of the men that I'm writing about. Whistleblower, Jim Smith is one. And my first novel, An Old Spy Story, that really focuses on one, the depth of one man who's actually 86 in the book. But yeah, I think I tend to write for men mostly. Well, though I have to admit that some women friends of mine back in the UK, etc., have been given copies of the book by me and have enjoyed them. So perhaps I'm being a little bit narrow-minded there.
Well, I think if you enjoy a good story, you'll find that in Whistleblower. It's categorized as a political thriller, and a lot of the books, the short stories you've written, have had a political theme, a political background. Do you reflect your thoughts as you write this book, as you write these books? Is that in the back of your mind, sort of your political philosophy?
Yes, to some extent. I've just written one book, which is very much on population, for instance. It's about a professor of biology speaking to his nephew. It's based in the year 2050, when there is a massive problems within mega cities across the world, population of 10 billion, and there's some real social issues, unemployment, etc., etc. And this is a short story I've written, but it's illustrated as well. So it's another one. So yes, I am politically minded, I suppose, and politics does enter into a lot of the things I tend to write. Yes.
Time going by so quickly. I got about a minute or so left in the program. What is your future as a writer? I hear all these ideas you have there. The fact that I keep using the word prolific, but that really describes your writing style. You have all these ideas. You've got the time now to flesh these out and come up with the storylines. It sounds like you're going to be quite busy writing in the future.
Yes, I've got three on the go at the moment. I have to say, one is a science fiction, I suppose, in a way. It's about bioterrorism. I'm a biologist by training originally, going back years and years and years. I did train as a biologist, so writing about bioterrorism and comes quite naturally to me. That book, which is called Mosquito, or the draft title is Mosquito, that one is in preparation. I've written one on about four, draft title, Four Boys. It's about four young men, friends from a poor, mostly Muslim, inner city area. All of them are fatherless. It's social problems. It's one of them gets tricked into traveling to Turkey and finds himself forced against all his inclinations into a strict Muslim lifestyle working to support Islamic terrorism. It's a sensitive subject, and I'm picking my way rather carefully through this at the moment. But, it's quite a wide range of subjects I'm...
It sounds like it. We're going to be waiting anxiously for some of the books you've written. Whistleblower is the latest from Terry Morgan. The book, by the way, is available basically wherever books are sold, all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's bookstore. That would be pageturner.us. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. For information on all of Terry's books, those that he's written and still available, those, if you check in the future, there'll be other books there. You can go to his website, tmjbooks.com, and you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information. Terry, this has really been fun. An excellent job with Whistleblower. It is an excellent book. Thank you for staying up late and being with us from Thailand on the program today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. Terry Morgan, author of Whistleblower. The book is available wherever books are sold, and his website is tmjbooks.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.